From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Israeli military has moved in reinforcements to the occupied West Bank a day after President Donald Trump broke decades of U.S. policy by officially recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital, beginning the process of moving the U.S. embassy there from Tel Aviv.
We have declined to acknowledge any Israeli capital at all. But today we finally acknowledge the obvious, that Jerusalem is Israel's capital.
The president said he was acting on a U.S. law that directs the embassy be moved to Jerusalem. Mr. Trump, however, insisted this does not change American efforts to secure peace in the region.
This decision is not intended in any way to reflect a departure from our strong commitment to facilitate a lasting peace agreement. We want an agreement that is a great deal for the Israelis and a great deal for the Palestinians.
Arab and Muslim leaders warned the decision could inflame tensions and destroy efforts to reach a peace deal. Saeb Erekat is a Palestinian negotiator.
This step is prejudging, dictating, closing doors for negotiations. And I think President Trump tonight disqualified the United States of America to play any role in any peace process.
But Jerusalem's mayor, Nir Barkat, applauded the move. Hamas has called an uprising or intifada the same
day. This represents a very, very clear message to the world that the United States of America recognizes the historical ties between the Jewish people and Israel to its capital for the last 3,000 years, the city of Jerusalem.
Hamas has called for an uprising or intifada the same day the UN Security Council plans to meet to debate the matter. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin Wednesday said he'll seek a new six-year term in the March national election. Russia analyst Mark Edeley of the University of Melbourne said he will likely be reelected absent any serious opposition.
Much of the media are controlled by the Kremlin, and the president seems to be genuinely popular in large sectors of the population. So I would be fairly confident in predicting a win for Putin.
The 65-year-old Putin, in power as either president or prime minister for the past 18 years, has led the country longer than any leader in modern times except Joseph Stalin in the Soviet era. A blockade of Yemen's ports appeared to have eased somewhat Wednesday as ships began arriving with desperately needed food and fuel. Jan Egelin heads the Norwegian Refugee Council.
They need to import virtually all their food, all their fuel, which means that we need a lot of ships every single day.
President Donald Trump Wednesday called on Saudi Arabia to allow aid to reach the Yemeni people. The Saudi-led coalition battling Houthi rebels has blocked entry points in the impoverished Gulf nation since a missile was fired from Yemen toward the Saudi capital a month ago. Honduran President Juan Orlando Hernandez, in a tight contest to win re-election Wednesday, said he is open to a review of the delayed vote count of an election held back on November 26th that the opposition candidate said he won. Salvador Nasralla has charged fraud and called for a recount. Mr. Hernandez has called on the country's electoral tribunal to re-examine all votes. Wind-whipped wildfires near Los Angeles have forced hundreds of thousands to evacuate their homes. The flames have engulfed some 32,000 hectares, and Los Angeles Fire Chief Ralph Terrazas had more bad news.
The brush burning index, that's a number that we rate the threat of a brush fire, for tomorrow is 296. This is the highest number I've ever seen in my career.
The flames have forced the closure of the San Diego Freeway. The governor declared a state of emergency on Tuesday. Cambodia has dismissed a U.S. decision to restrict the entry of people suspected of being involved in Cambodia's suppression of democracy following the dissolution of the main opposition party and the imprisonment of its leader. The crackdown comes ahead of Prime Minister Hun Sen's bid to extend his decades-long tenure in next year's election. The U.S. has already stated the outcome will be neither free nor fair. As Americans Thursday marked the 76th anniversary of the surprise Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor that thrust the U.S. into World War II, a memoir by the late Emperor Hirohito offered his recollections of the war, fetched $275,000 at a New York auction Wednesday. The 173-page book, dictated shortly after the war ended, at the request of U.S. Army General Douglas MacArthur. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.